Okay, quiet on the set, please. Mark.
You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World Radio Show. It's a one-hour travel talk show. This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Gassini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Sobel.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
A hukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrests, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both
sure.
Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Auberge-sur-la-Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Resort.
Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
The legendary Mr. Steer Steerburger Restaurant downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York region just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium. A must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demaret joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Clubs and Danny Cordier of Air Canada Vacations.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of
Tourism, Culture, and
Recreation.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I end up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you? Every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Hi.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Well, welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, Across America via Satellite. I'm Willem Back, as co-host and director of engineering, and a very special edition of Travel World. I'm so excited. We've got our host, Stephen Pickford, online. We got some very special guests from one of our favorite states of all time, Vermont. Steve, how about it? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Willem. It's good to be back on the air right here on Travel World Radio, getting back on the road and getting back to one of our favorite states, Vermont, which where it all started 25 years ago. The very first episode of Travel World was on Vermont, and a ceremonial cassette tape of that show was then presented to Governor Howard Dean, subsequently invited me to a lunch he was holding in Montreal. So things go back 25 years, but there's still years and years of fun travels ahead. And speaking of anniversaries that crossed our desk, that the Vermont Open Studio is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, coming up on Memorial Day weekend, the 28th and 29th of May, getting around the entire state, some of the great off-the-beaten-path art galleries, artisans, crafts of all types, and you get to meet those artisans. And one of those people we're going to start talking to today, we have a whole group of them from around the state to talk to. And let's start with Gil Saltzman. Let's start with you, because you're in Burlington, the Queen City, and some of our listeners might have seen some of your pieces in the Hotel Vermont. I think one of my longtime friends says he's seen some of your work, even has some of your work, Ed Kolodny from US Air. So welcome, Gail, to Travel World.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, with the Open Studio, tell us a bit more about what it's about and how your participation is within this great event.
As you know, it's the 30th anniversary, so it's been going on for quite a long time, and the Vermont Craft Association group organizes it amazingly well. They have this very extensive map. Everybody's located on this map who's participating. They put out posters. They do all kinds of wonderful promo. So I don't do it every year. I live up in northern Vermont. I live in close to St. Albans, kind of near the Canadian border, actually.
Okay, perfect. The Dauphinian Raids and the Motel Cadillac. Yes, okay.
Exactly. Oh, you know the Motel Cadillac. Oh.
Stephen knows all the little hidden corners of Vermont. It's amazing what he knows.
Oh, well, that's a treasure. I'm not sure I'd call it a treasure, actually, but, well, anyway.
we have a very special love of Vermont, so yes. You'll forgive us if we gush on about how much we love the state.
Okay, well, I do, too. I'm kind of a transplant, though. I've been here 52 or 54 years-ish. But I still, you know how it is in Vermont. You're not really a Vermonter. I don't participate in Open Studio every single year. I'm a painter, and I tend to sign up every couple of years, every 3 years maybe, when I have a good collection of smaller work that people can see easily, because a lot of my work is very big. It's not that easy to display it in my studio, which is not huge.
Right.
But I live way out in the middle of nowhere, basically, in between St. Albans and Bakersfield, Fairfield. So that those maps become really important, and those little yellow signs that point everybody to the studios. For me, that's pretty essential. And a lot of times, I get an assortment of people who, some who know me and who collect my work, and some who just happen to see that yellow sign and literally followed the yellow signs and ended up at my place. And that's one of the reasons I love doing it. It's a real kind of discovery and renewal of my contacts with people that I know, and then meeting new people.
The new people
can then provide themselves with a fresh look on artwork. And how would you describe your style, your painting style?
Well, I was just working on starting my promotion this week. And it occurred to me this is going to be kind of unusual for people who come who already know my work, because I'm known mostly as an abstract painter, abstract oil painting. And I will have certainly some of that. But I also, a couple of years ago, I started a series of small gouache paintings, also abstract.
Oh, wow.
But all my abstract work is related. Usually they're... I mean, anyone could probably identify that it is related to elements in nature of one sort or another, shapes and textures and colors that overlap and relate to nature. Certainly anybody seeing the work down at the Hotel Vermont would see that right away. But the gouache work is kind of unusual for me, and I love gouache and probably will continue to intersperse oil and gouache in my work. But the other interesting thing that people will be very shocked to see is that when I will show a small series of oil still lives. And the reason for that is that during the pandemic, I was teaching on Zoom, and one of the easiest ways to teach painting on Zoom, for me anyway, is to teach still life, because everybody has their objects at home and their favorite vegetables and fruits and so forth. It's very easy to teach it. And I renewed my love of that subject matter. So I'm showing a series of small still lives that I did both during the pandemic and after, well, the pandemic is still going on, but after I finished teaching my classes. So it was really fun for me to get back into. So that's what they're going to see. Abstract, still life, maybe a few figures, but a mixture.
What a treat it is to be seeing these.
Explains like art is an evolving format anyway. Artists through their lives, what they paint, what they see, what they experience in life gets transformed into what they then produce.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I started out as an art student in the late 60s. It was always figures. I studied with William Bailey and a couple of other people who were known, James McGarrell, people who were known for being interested in figures primarily. And that's where I began. And then things kind of evolved from there into mostly abstract. But as I say, revisiting still life and revisiting the other subject matter every now and then, it's really a nice, it's almost like going down a new path, a new, just taking a little side trip, you know? It's very refreshing.
Is there any kind of web resource that people can consult to actually see your own work? We're going to be asking everybody the same question, but... you know, because as we draw within a minute before the end of this particular segment, anything in particular that you'd like to promote, like to get it into the world for us?
Sure. Well, I've got a website, GailSalzman.com, very simple. And it's Salzman without a T, S-A-L-Z-M-A-N.
Right.
And I also do Instagram. Mostly I do Instagram when I am getting ready to promote an event like the one that's coming up. So I'll start posting on that pretty soon. I would say a selection of my work is on my website.
Gail, thank you for joining us on this particular edition of the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We're going to head into the break just coming up right now, but thank you so much again. We look forward to getting to our other guests. I got some really exciting friends that some people haven't seen for a very long time, so I'm really, really happy to see you back with us today. Join us again. We're taking a break right now. Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and now in new podcast format.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Worried.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
Oh, I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland. In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back. And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet now. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, and we have a very special show on Vermont's 30th anniversary of the Open Studio. Super, incredibly fantastic guests online. You tell that I have a very special love in my heart for the state of Vermont. Stephen, can you introduce our next guest?
Our next guest is a longtime friend of the show. He's been a past guest of the show. He's a Facebook friend. And he's also the gentleman pretty much responsible for revitalizing and putting a new, fresh tone on the historic rail town of Bellows Falls. I'm talking about Robert McBride, and he joins us now on Travel World. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be here.
Well, glad you could join us. So it's not just the Open Studios weekend in Bellows Falls. It's Arts Month, the entire month of May there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we've worked pretty consistently. It's hard to believe. I think I started the organization, the Rockingham Arts and Museum Project, when I moved to Bellows Falls full-time in the mid-1990s to help, you know, bring the arts to the community and to share it and help in its revitalization efforts and long-term sustainability. And over the years, we've been very lucky to have a lot of great partnerships. We think of art and creatives in the broadest sense of the term, food, eating, housing for artists and stuff. And we've really made a lot come to life in this really fantastic little community along the Connecticut River with a great, great history to it.
Well, totally the history, and you take the train trips at different times of the year and the historic buildings, and it's a beautiful walking experience as well. What is your participation with regards to the Open Studios Week?
Yeah, well, over the last probably 10 years, a group of artists in downtown Bellows Falls has kind of consistently met, and we've sort of worked on participating in this Open Studio Tour. As Gail explained, it's a great tour that goes statewide, but the way the Vermont Crafts Council handles it, they have a nice brochure that breaks it down region by region very clearly, so you can identify a region you'll want to cover, because you really can't cover the whole state in a weekend. But and so this group of artists has been meeting consistently, and our aim was to get a cluster of stars of participating artists on the map. So if someone was just looking at the map and saying, I want to participate in this, but I really have never gone to an Open Studio weekend, I don't know any of the artists, they might sort of say, wow, look, if I go to Bellows Falls, park my car once, I can see 10 or 11 studios just by walking between them, grab something to eat, and walk around the community. So that's really been our aim, is to create this cluster.
And that's one of the great things about the brochure, and you can look at it online at vermontcraft.com. I think there's like 14 different itineraries which put together what studios are in a particular area, and people can see what is near to them or what is of particular interest to them.
Exactly. And we're lucky to have a range of artists in that participating. We have a glass blower, that will be giving demonstrations in there. We have crafts people that do the pottery and do the jewelry, as well as a painting studio. I have a studio in downtown Bellows Falls, and like Gail, I'm an abstract painter, and I share it with another artist, Phyllis Rosser, who does wonderful sculptures that she collects wood from the Connecticut River. Bellows Falls is located on the Connecticut River, and a little added to the railroad history, besides the Native American, it's the narrowest point of the Connecticut River's flow in its entire flow from up north to the Sound. And it was the first place a bridge was built over the Connecticut River back in the late 1700s. And it's also a place where the first place that paper was made from pulp, from wood pulp and not rags for mass production.
A lot of history there. And most of the buildings are still there from that period, although the historic Hetty Green Mansion got torn down for some 1960s-type bank building. So that would have been nice to have preserved. But people weren't thinking about preservation back then. It was like the era of let's tear down everything and build something modern.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's it's part of the history of the Connecticut River moving north, that industrial history that comes up from New Haven and south and everything, where, it's a brick downtown, and you're not going to find your Vermont town with the green and stuff. It has brick architecture. It was built on the power of the river, and it's the first place. There's a chartered canal, which is the oldest chartered canal in the United States, which was built between 1792 and 1802. It was a collaboration between American and English businessmen to make the Connecticut River navigable over the Great Falls and Bellows Falls.
Well, I always liked Bellows Falls for just, it was always like on our way down to Cape Cod, we'd always know we were about halfway down from Montreal to Cape Cod. We passed through Bellows Falls, tended to be in the mid-afternoon, and it just has a charm about the way the sun hits it around 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon, no matter what time of year. It really has something different about Bellows Falls. You feel it. And, of course, yeah. You can also read all about it in Archer Mayer's book. So,
right. Yes, exactly. And that light is still here. It's sort of fascinating, you know, that quality of light that you get in the afternoon or in the morning. You know, we're right along the river, and it's pretty spectacular.
And as we gush a little bit more about southern Vermont, I mean, we've covered it so many times on Travel World because we just love Vermont so very much. And you were on our show with us a few times as well. We know how hard you've worked to help the area, and it charmed us so much. I was so excited to have you back on. It's like a reunion of old friends, and really that's the essential spirit of Travel World. And what you bring to Bellows Falls in terms of the revitalization, it's so nice to see this all coming to fruition and all the good work that you've done.
Right. And, you know, it's also very exciting to see because I am aging in place, and it's great to see new people that have come to the community and the seeds that got planted, you know, back there, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. We're really seeing the rewards of that, the people that have moved in and taken up the thing. And they might not even know the kind of work that we did, but they've sensed it, and they've really moved forward with the community. So that's what you want to see. You know, you want to see that organic process is moving forward.
You can hear some of our old shows, the ones we did on Bellows Falls that featured you, and we can even hear the optimistic tone and what you were hoping to achieve, and now circling back all these years later. It's just so incredibly rewarding to see, you know, the what you've managed to accomplish there. Then again, I get excited by these things and people who put back into their community, and I know that meeting you is so overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, and you know, that's what makes Vermont so unique. It's its scale. You know, the scale of Vermont allows us to interact with each other. I mean, I think there's maybe 650,000 people in the whole state. So it's a very rural state. You know, Burlington with its outlying areas maybe has 100,000 people. You know, Rutland maybe up to 40. So Bellows Falls with 5,500 people is considered one of the 15 largest villages in the state of Vermont. So we have to remember it's a very rural state, but the access you have to being part of your community if you want to and making a difference is really, really rewarding. And you call your legislator, they call you back at home. In fact, my legislator delivers eggs to my house, mm-hmm. you know, that I pay for. You know, it's just this amazing village throughout the state. Not that it doesn't have its problems,
well,
and
everyone
like
does.
Any state, but it's really very, very wonderful. I was living in Manhattan before I moved to Vermont full time, and people said, "Oh, it's so different." It's like, well, no, Bellows Falls is like a little neighborhood, and when I lived in the village in Manhattan, it was a neighborhood.
Yep.
So, and it was walkable. So it's really been very fit. The other great thing is Amtrak stops here right in Bellows Falls, so I can walk across the street and get on Amtrak and go to New York or Washington, D.C. once a day.
One of these days you can actually visit me. One of the things that sticks with me over the years of doing Travel World with Steve is the people we've met along the way. And it's, I mean, we just celebrated our 25th anniversary of doing the show, and you go back, you look back at all the memories and the people and the things they've achieved. But, you know, it's machines come and go, but people, they're there forever. And that's what we hold in our hearts. And when we go, you know, such charming stories of people who have come from other places. They've located to Vermont. They've set up shop. And this is the kind of stuff that we love hearing. That's everything that Travel World is all about. So, you know, and, you know, Robert, I can't tell you how much I was just so excited to have you back on the show with us. Thank you again for joining us. And
thank you so much.
We want to have you back on again. Absolutely. please. And if you ever anytime,
let me know you're headed this way, and let's give a shout out to Lynn Barrett for keeping up the relationship good and strong with you guys.
All right. Well, stay listening to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite as we continue our spotlight on the 30th anniversary of Vermont Open Studio. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Dylan and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Oh, And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Stephen Pickford, Studio Montreal, doing our 30th anniversary special on the Open Studio of Vermont. Vermont, one of our all-time favorite states, and we have some amazing guests. And Steve, take it away. Who's our guest?
Next guest on the line, Andy Snyder. And I'm reading his bio here, and very interesting. It says, Andy, we can get to your studio by canoe or kayak. Tell us a bit more about that. Welcome to Travel World.
That's absolutely true. First of all, I'm thrilled to be with you guys tonight, and thanks for having me. I am located not in the middle of nowhere, like Gail said, but off to the side of the middle of nowhere. I'm on the town line of Orwell and Benson, and I'm hardly in the center of the village. I'm on two beautiful little lakes. Ready for this? They're called Sunrise and Sunset, and I'm not making it up. They're just gorgeous. So I've actually had customers who paddle over to me, like from the other side of Sunset, where there's more of a community over on that side, and they'll be buying plates or bowls or whatever from me, and I'm a potter. And they'll say, can you wrap this so that I can tuck it under the seat in the canoe? And my response will be, do you have any idea how thrilled I will be to do that for you? That's the truth.
That makes it very, very interesting because, again, what type of pottery do you specialize in? Because I'm getting the message here, like whimsical and freeform and totally different. So you sometimes get that preconceived notion what a potter does, but you've sort of broken that mold, so to speak, and create something totally different.
Well, I think everybody is artistic. Whether you sing, whether you dance, whether you just appreciate what somebody else does and get it in your bones, even though they're the ones who are creating the art form, everybody has some touchstone. And I was just absolutely fortunate at a young age to find that my medium was mud, and I'm a mud pusher, and I really enjoy doing that, and I've done it for many years, and I've been very successful in many other aspects of my life. I think you see in my bio that I'm a former organic farmer. I started the Rutland Farmers Market, ran that for many, many years, and built that to the large market, largest market in the state of Vermont. That's how I made my primary living throughout much of my life. But I've also been I'm a former member of the Vermont House of Representatives. I was a bureaucrat. I was the legislative liaison to Congress on educational issues for the Department of Education. But I've been an organizer all my life. I've lived in Haiti, and done work there. But Vermont has been my home for most of my life. And I'm very proud to call it home. And I now travel in the wintertime. And during COVID, it's been hard, of course, for all of us. But I do have a winter home in St. Petersburg, Florida. And I don't think, people get jealous about that. And they call you a snowbird. And they think you want to leave Vermont. But I'm back in my little confines here. And I love being here. I really do. I'm just fortunate enough to have a community studio down in St. Petersburg that I can work in, and I have another community that that I can really thrive with. But my pottery is indicative of who I am, and it's sort of all over the place. It's fairly common for people to say to me, did you make all of this? Because it has a wide gamut in terms of style and color and shape and function. But my work is functional, it's artistic, and it's fun. But I think if I were to tell you what I specialize in, it's people who want very specific work. If someone, for instance, is redoing a kitchen or they bought a new home and they have new shelves or they want new dinnerware and they would like sets to match of plates and bowls and mugs and, salad bowls and all the different things that might make it feel more homey to them, I'm really the guy to see. We come, we sit down, we have a cup of tea together, we sit on the couch, and by the time I finish making that set for the individual, my hope is that they feel that they were the artist behind it. And and because it should represent really what they want and what they're looking for. And if I'm successful, that's really what we do. But I do lots of shows, less than I used to do, mostly because I really don't need to do that many. And certainly during COVID, it was difficult to have people come in, you know, paw around the studio where my gallery is. But I've loved doing open studio. I'm a former board member for the Vermont Crafts Council that oversees the event. But people can find me out in my little confines by the lakes during the spring and during the fall. And I'm happy to welcome folks in to my little place off to the side of the middle of nowhere.
You're in the suburbs of the middle of nowhere.
Right.
It's not too far south
of Middlebury. It's even more rural than
that. It's not too far south of Middlebury from what I could see. And so we're getting representation from all the sort of the four corners of Vermont, although Vermont is so eclectic with you know, the creativity among the people and the peacefully. And, you know, we always get the best people around here, too. So, I mean, I find it really neat that you built up that market in Rutland and then turned, and now you're doing what amounts to a labor of love from what I'm hearing.
Well, I think that's true, Willem. I appreciate that you picked up on that. I think you said, Robert, you know, that Vermont is fortunate in terms of how much of a community is and that it's small. And I always, you know, I'm one of those people who sort of knows everybody. And I call it a blessing and a curse, depending on the day, right? There are times where you'd like to sort of hunker into your studio and sort of just get your work done. And that's a wonderful day. But there are other days where you just love when people come and they paw around and involve you in conversation. I've always kept my hand in the political arena as a former legislator, but somebody who's always been involved. I've always been an activist. You know, I have a son who's 36 who's a professional drummer, and he expresses himself through a different medium, but it's a joy to see how people can express themselves through different art forms. And in Vermont, there are opportunities to do so. And nobody moves to Vermont to get rich. That's a fairly rare thing. And yet there are a couple of success stories. I mean, one of my pottery students over the years is probably Vermont's best-known guy this side of Bernie Sanders, and that's Ben Cohn from Ben & Jerry's.
Right.
Ben comes and does pottery with me, and the deal is he comes, spends a weekend, and my freezer has to be empty before he arrives because he fills it to the brim with ice cream. And that's sort of a Vermont thing, right?
It sounds an awful lot like fun. Yeah, it sounds an awful like the people of Vermont, when you go there on purpose, it's mostly for quality of life. You go there to
that's exactly right.
Live your best life.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. And, you know, folks, I feel, you know, I feel sorry for those who don't really understand that. Robert, you gave a great expression. I know Bellows Falls. Sometimes those of us in the legislature just connect with who the representatives were for those particular towns. But I've fished the Connecticut River. I've been out there. I know your former legislators. I probably know the legislator who brings you eggs. I'm pretty sure I do. And that's on the other side of the state from me. But that's how remarkable it really is. I'm having an opportunity later this week with someone who is running for the legislature from my town for the first time. And we get to he gets to pick my brain and learn from my mistakes and my successes. Happy to do so. And he'll probably do it sitting in my studio while I'm working on the wheel, you know, and he'll learn a little bit from me at the same time.
Well, really?
It's a great opportunity to be able to share a quality of life that's not too difficult to get under your fingernails and take with you throughout your life and hopefully pass it along to the next generation.
And that's something I particularly enjoy because as a visitor to Vermont, we love having visitors in Vermont. I mean, I almost consider myself an honorary Vermonter just because of how much I adore the state and what we've done for it to travel with.
Well, that's also great.
Also, I invite you, Andy, to check out some of our catalog of shows because of just how much we've done and how much we adore the state. And anything, and this goes for all the artists as we lead into the next break, if you have anything ever to to promote, let us know. And especially go through Lynn, because that's another one of my happy, happy stories, one of the people we love the most. She has done so much for Vermont, and we absolutely adore working with her in every way. Hey, she introduced us to Robert, and, you know, my life is richer as a result of meeting him. And I mean that with all my heart, Robert. I'm so, so delighted.
Isn't that great?
So following the break,
that's just great.
On the Travel World Radio Show, Andy, thank you for joining us. This is Will and Bax and Stephen Pickford, Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening. Following the break, we're going to get to our next guest.
Thank you much.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes, yay!
Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America, via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, Studio Montreal, interviewing our guest from the beautiful 802, our favorite state, Vermont. And we have special artisans on the line. Steve, introduce our next guest.
Yes, we're discussing today the Vermont Open Studio 30th anniversary year, which is coming up on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th and 29th, with 14 varied itineraries throughout the state that one can pick and choose where they want to go at vermontcraft.com. Meet the artists, learn about what their inspiration, their creativity is, and learn about a variety of different crafts, some that you may not necessarily have seen or heard of before. And our next guest is a gentleman who actually probably took one of those basket weaving courses that were advertised in the college curriculum, Jeffrey Gale. Welcome to Travel World.
Nice to meet you, so to speak.
Welcome to Travel World. So you're a professional basket maker. What? Tell us a bit more about your baskets.
Thank you. I did not take a basket making course in school. But what makes it unique is that, first of all, I'm sitting in front of my workshop. The sun's just going over the hill, and it's a very rural setting, as you've talked to many people, set themselves in Vermont. I have a very rural setting about 2 miles from the village of Strafford, which is a very small village with a green and a beautiful meeting house. And my house was built in 1810. It's a very old historic area with just my homestead and another one, and there used to be a grist mill and a sawmill. And so I really got attracted to making baskets because in my early 20s, I built a cabin to live sort of like Thoreau, and I was attracted to things done by hand, that without turning anything on, I just felt it was like harmony, that it would be quiet, and it would be, you weren't hurting anything. Like the way I garden is with a shovel rather than turning on a machine or different things. You know, I might hand crank ice cream. And so I like handwork a lot, and I respect it. And so the basketry, I was carrying an old basket around in the garden. It was held together with baling twine. I found it in the barn, and it occurred to me, this thing made out of wood, that's just wood, it's like, yet it's functional, it can be used in the garden, I can carry something to a neighbor's. And there was this really almost mystery, like, who makes baskets, you know? I mean, sure, you see them in stores from different places, but really traditional American, rural American baskets, how were they even made? And, like, nobody even knew, really. You know, there was a couple old basket makers, and I visited one, and he took me out in the woods and showed me what tree to get, because these baskets are made from ash trees. So either I get a tree that somebody has cut down and cut off little logs, or I would do it myself. And then I use, like, my workshop, talking about Open Studio, my workshop is all antique tools. So I'm into heritage. And one thing I felt is that if nobody preserves this craft, it will die out. Like people become leather workers, people become potters, people become painters, but really hardly anybody becomes basket makers. And I had this idea that, wow, this craft that, you know, you can make a basket just from a tree with a few simple tools, that somebody, one, should know how that feels. Like, somebody should know how it feels to do that day after day. Not just to make a basket, which was a mystery, but the feeling you get of doing it. And then it so happens this is my 40th year. And so I still do it. It's the only way I've made a living. And I've been able to live in the country on my homesteads and just be surrounded by the beautiful landscape, which I call like the living artistry, like waiting for you to talk. I was hearing the geese flying off between the ponds, and I'm looking at the red barn across the meadow. The apple leaves are coming out, and, you know, the peepers are singing. And that's another reason I became a basket maker, is something I felt I could do quietly.
It's a quiet craft that sort of blends in with your environment, and it keeps the heritage alive because, again, in the 16, 17, 1800s, people were using baskets that they primarily made themselves. There might have been somewhat larger workshops of multi-craft and making them for some people, but this was part of everyday North American life that quickly disappeared once we hit the 20th century.
Yeah, because it takes time, and baskets, you know, other than the basket factories that were mechanized, that produced baskets that were shipped all over, pretty much the basket makers were rural people like farmers that made baskets in the winter, you know, good winter work, or communities that lived so far from town, they could just, sort of like maple syrup, you know, they could just make these things, make baskets from the trees around them and then take them into town in the spring, that sort of thing. And then, you know, the children could help and different people could help in the community, parts of making baskets, and, you know, they'd have something to trade with for what they needed. And, of course, it's functional. I mean, if you think about if you couldn't buy a metal pail or a plastic bucket or things like that, then back in the days, like where I live, they would have naturally been using baskets made by the local craftsmen like me. And so I have always demonstrated every show I've done for my 40-year career so far, I mean, every single one. And most of my shows are in Washington, D.C. and things like that, but even local ones, I've always demonstrated with, like, my shaving horse, my draw knife, my fro, because most people have never seen these tools in action, even if most people don't know what they are, but then they've never even seen them being used. So if I did a three-day show in Washington, I was demonstrating all day to help people understand how these baskets are made, because it's like a bridge to them really also loving them and appreciating our heritage, our common heritage, and which, you know, I feel like I represent the heritage of all craftsmen, people who make things with their hands and make in a way deliberately, like choose to do it. They choose to work every day, like me, invest themselves, get up and go to work and make something that is going to be functional and beautiful and intentional. And I think in this day and age when so many things that we have are made that we get not from people that we know, especially I think that's why I love this open studio event coming up, is people can come here and not only connect with me like at a craft fair, but see where I live. And you know, like my workshop is like walking into a farmer's museum. That's just the way it is for me because I like it and I like the old tools and I have an old craft. But they can feel it. They can really much more deeply feel what the basket is about. And it's not about selling, you know. It's about just experience and talking to craftsmen. And to think about it, you can ask a craftsman any question, like, when do you get up? How often do you work? Do you work all year? Do you love your work? What do you love most about it? Why do you do it? Why do you make it red instead of blue? Why do you not make it any color? You know, is it physical? You know, you can ask craftsmen any question, and they're, I think, happy to share their life with you because it's about a life of being a craftsman, not just making the object.
And that's what that's what makes Vermont such a wonderful place, such a collection of talented people, of makers, such talent people. Like, this was incredibly fascinating, the whole making of baskets in various forms. We've covered all kinds of artisans on Travel World. This was an especial treat for me, this particular show. And Steve, any additions here?
Well, I mean, it just goes to show that some people go on the Open Studio weekend, May 28th and 29th, Memorial Day weekend, no matter what your interest, and there's bound to be something for everyone. But you open your eyes to things that, like basket making or maybe stained glass or glass blowing, that you may not have particularly appreciated before. And you can speak to that actual person and learn more about that craft and appreciate it more yourself. And those itineraries that are at VermontCraft.com help you plan an itinerary that makes it easy for you to get around the state to the particular towns where they're great restaurants, great inns, bed and breakfast, motels, hotels, every place to welcome you to get away now that it's springtime and hit the open road. A Vermont trip in May was always part of our particular time. So
we can
certainly recommend everything to people to get out there for Vermont Open Studio May 28th and 29th, Memorial Day weekend.
So ends another edition of Travel World. I want to thank all of our guests and have a wonderful day.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.